All we ever got from them was pain. Every time it was us that got the pain. Yes, and all we ever got from them was pain. All we ever got from them was pain.
Incredible guitar work there from Julian Lage off of his latest album. The track was called Tiburon. Before that, good old Alex Chilton off of the Nothing Can Hurt Me soundtrack. All we ever got from them was pain. And what did we have before that? We had Molly Obomzawin. Really incredible spiritual modal jazz. The track was called Lineage. The album came out, I believe, 2022, pretty recently. It's called Sweet Tooth is the album. You've been listening to Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm about to sign off here, but have a great night, folks. Take care of yourselves.
Listening to WRCT's annual Massive Music Weekend,
where our DJs are showcasing some of their favorite artists in half-hour blocks.
That's 60 hours of programming divided into 120 artist blocks all weekend long.
Check out the complete schedule at WRCT.org.
Thanks for listening, and now back to the music.
Together, oh, come together, oh, come together, oh. That's really beautiful.
And I completely agree. It was really beautiful. That was Come Together by the band Primal Scream, who will be featuring this half hour here on Massive Music Weekend. This is DJ Chris White. I want to thank you for listening. So Primal Scream, pretty big in the UK. Not so much here. They had that was off their really big Screamadelica album. That was kind of influential in combining rock and electronic and so forth. They got started a number of years before that. Bobby Gillespie is the main lead singer and songwriter. Started early in his career as a drummer for the Jesus and Mary Chain, and then kind of went full-time with Primal Scream, and they jumped around in styles a bit. They started off as a little jangle pop, moved to more kind of Stones-y-ass hard rock, and then kind of found their niche on Screamadelica, and they've been iterating back and forth between that and I'd say more kind of more hard rock since then. So they did have a follow-up after that. It was definitely more Stonesy. That was not well received, so we're going to skip over that, and we're going to jump to their album Vanishing Point with their song Star.
Every sister is a star.
never gets cool, you stop paying a tune. Oh yeah, what can a poor boy do? Better go back to your mama, she'll take care of you. Lost your wife, lost your son, stay up drinking till morning comes. Oh yeah, what can a poor boy do? Better go back to your mama, she'll take care of you. Country girl, take my hand, let's make this place to seize land. Your head, wake up drunk and beer in some strange bed. Oh, yeah, what can a poor boy do? Better go back to your mama, she'll take care of you. Hey, country girl, take my hand, let me through this disease land.
That was the song Country Girl from the Primal Scream album Riot City Blues. Before that, Can't Go Back with from their Beautiful Future album. Before that was Accelerator off of Exterminator. That was actually spelled X-T-M-N-T-R. They were very angry at that phase of their career, if you can't tell. And before that, the song Star from the album Vanishing Point. So that's been our quick look at Primal Scream. I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to play one more song here. Actually, their most recent Album called Chaosmosis, a song called Tripping on Your Love. This is DJ Chris Wired. I hope you stick around. I got another cool band coming up next I hope you will stick around for. And please stick around for the rest of Massive Music Weekend. Thanks for listening. Massive Music Weekend on WRCT is brought to you by Piatta Italian Street Food. Piatta Italian Street Food is a spot for fresh chopped salads, tossed pastas, and toasted piattas, their take on an Italian-style wrap. With 5 locations in the Pittsburgh area, they've got options to satisfy a variety of cravings. You can find Piatta in the Northway Mall, East Liberty Shadyside area, Oakland on Pitt's campus, South Hills near Mount Lebanon, and in the South Hills Robinson area. You can follow Piatta on Instagram at Piatta Italian Street Food, that's all one word, to stay up to date on all things Piatta.
You're listening to WRCT's annual Massive Music Weekend,
where our DJs are showcasing some of their favorite artists in half-hour blocks.
That's 60 hours of programming divided into 120 artist blocks all weekend long.
Check out the complete schedule at wrct.org.
Thanks for listening. And now back to the music.
That was a song, Give It To Me, by this half hour's featured artist, the Jay Giles Band, here on Massive Music Weekend. This is DJ Chris Wired. Thanks for listening. Yeah, we're going to preview Jay Giles Band. Pretty excited about that. Started out of Boston. Actually, I think we're pretty much based out of Boston, but they, I know they had a big following in Detroit due to their kind of rockin' take on R&B, blues, rock and roll. Pretty fun. Then most people know them for their kind of late stage freeze frame / centerfold, which is great. Very, very new wave pop rock. But I think we're going to focus a little bit more on some of their earlier stuff, particularly their kind of more bluesy and R&B type of music. And so we're going to go back to their debut album, the Jay Giles Band, with Hard Driving Man.
Well, someone to get up in the... Love comes once, and when it comes, you better grab it fast. Cause sometimes the love you grab ain't gonna last. And I believe I muster. You know, I think I muster. You know, baby, I think I muster. You know, I think I muster. I muster got love. Like a long time to come. How can I be so blind, baby, not to see you on the wall? I let you slip on from me, baby. I let you walk on by to the love you had for me. I refuse to love, I let it die. Must have got lost. Must have got lost. Must have got lost. Somewhere down the line. Must have got lost. Must have got lost. Give away the days you were mine. Don't know why I let you leave me. Honey, I don't know. Says how I see loving coming, baby. Lost, must have got lost somewhere down the line. Must have got lost, I got lost. Give away the days you were mine. Love can be a sweet thing. Must have got lost somewhere down the line. Must have got lost, I got lost, girl. Give away the days you were mine. I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it. And I must have got lost. Must have got lost. Must have got lost somewhere down the line. Hey. Must have got lost, baby. I got lost, girl. Give away them days of mine. Must have got lost. I got lost. Must have got lost somewhere down the line. Must have got lost.
That was Just Can't Wait by the J. Geils Band, who we've been featuring this half hour. That was off of the Love Stinks album, which is, I don't consider that their transition to their more pop, new wave flavor of music that then led to the Freeze Frame album. Before that, Must Got Lost, that's the live version off of Blow Your Face Out. They were known as a pretty terrific live band, and they have a couple of really good live albums, and that's a great song. Before that, I Do, Looking for Love, and we start that set off with Hard Driving Man. That's just going to about do it for me. This is DJ Chris Wired. I hope you enjoyed this section of Massive Music Weekend with J. Geils Band. Plenty more stuff coming up, so I hope you stick around. We're going to finish off the song you're listening to right underneath me talking. This is Whammer Jammer. And then we're going to finish the set off with Southside Shuffle off their Bloodshot album. Thanks for listening, and please enjoy the rest of WRCT's Massive Music Weekend.
Court is going to be hearing arguments on the unprecedented Colorado ruling disqualifying Donald Trump from that state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Legal experts say that there are several ways that the justices could actually reverse that decision without weighing in directly on Trump's conduct or allegations that he engaged in that deadly insurrection after the 2020 election. Our senior correspondent, Devin Dwyer, joining us now to talk about this. So what can we expect from the proceedings tomorrow? And do you actually think Trump may show up? You really never know what he's going to do. I probably shouldn't have even asked you that.
Well, you don't. They're not expecting him to come, but as we've seen, anything can happen.
It would make a spectacle, wouldn't it?
It would make the headlines. With three justices that he appointed on that court deciding this huge case, Kira, this is a really big deal tomorrow at the Supreme Court for a court that likes to stay away from politics. The court is now stepping into the middle of the 2024 presidential election. They're taking on this question that's divided states, it's divided election officials, it's divided the country. Everybody has an opinion. Is Donald Trump ineligible to be on the ballot because of his efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election? Colorado's top court said last year he's ineligible. He's disqualified because he engaged, in their words, in insurrection. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment says anyone who took an oath to defend the Constitution as an officer of the United States and then engaged in insurrection can't hold office ever again. That's what that court found. And tomorrow the justices are going to hear Trump's appeal. He says Section 3 does not apply to him. He says he didn't engage in insurrection. And we'll see what the justices have to say about that. They're not expected to rule from the bench, but their questions, as you know, could give us a hint of which way they're going to go.
Do you have any idea when we could have a decision?
Well, the decision is going to come relatively quickly for the Supreme Court. The expectation is a number of weeks, certainly not in June. Colorado's primary is on Super Tuesday, March 5th. So the expectation is that they will issue some sort of a decision so that voters can go to the polls in Colorado knowing, you know, the standing of an outcome of this case. So we're thinking in a couple of weeks. It won't happen tomorrow, though.
And then there's all the lawsuits that are out there.
Oh, my goodness. there are so many lawsuits on this issue alone, dividing the states. And this decision in this case will be historic. Never before has the Supreme Court taken up this question of the 14th Amendment. It's 150 years old, Kira. It was enacted after the Civil War. So tomorrow is going to be fascinating. Attorneys on both sides of the case expect the justices to take this extremely seriously, engage with the questions, engage with the issue. We'll have to see whether they get into the nitty-gritty about whether they think Donald Trump is an insurrectionist. There are lots of different ways that they could decide this case, including some that are technical, procedural. But no doubt those questions from those justices are going to be absolutely fascinating and historic. And the decision they render will be a landmark.
I'm thinking.